Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name is Miana Johnson. Let me spell her name. Like, the first name is Miana, M-I-A-N-A. And the last name would be Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. You got it?
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
And, the phone number, can I help you with the phone number?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so it's 949-748-9820.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hi, Miana, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, beautiful. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Miana, did you want to see if you met the full criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Of course. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No.
Okay, so no signatures, nothing like that, right?
Right, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. And have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I did from November 18th to February 2024 this year.
Okay. And you said to February of this year?
Correct, yes, of 2024.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with any cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, unfortunately, stage 1 ovarian cancer, the clear cell type.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear. I heard ovarian cancer. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with that?
Yes, I was diagnosed with that on, I want to say, it's going to be March 19th of this year.
Okay, March 19th of this year. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed?
Yeah, that's going to be Dr. Albert Chang.
Okay, let's see here. And you said that was Albert, like A-L-B-E-R-T?
No, E. Instead of an A.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see a doctor, let's see. And you said that was Chang, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, Dr. Albert K. Chang, is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And do you remember where you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Okay. One second here. Torrance Memorial Medical Center. That's in Torrance, California, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you the address if you need that.
Okay, I think I did pull it up. It's the 3330 Lomita Boulevard?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, and did you use the products in California as well? Was all of it in California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with the cancer?
No. I mean, I did, when I was using it within that time frame, I did use the brand of L'Oreal, the Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
And when I was using it during the time frame, I did it roughly 8 times a year.
Okay. So you did use it at least 4 times before you were diagnosed, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And then you said that was about 8 times a year that you used it?
Yeah, and from 2018 to 2024, that's roughly 6
yeah.
years approximately.
Okay, no worries. And then this Torrance Memorial Medical Center, was this where you were diagnosed and treated?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. And what was your date of birth?
October 7th, 1998.
Okay, I heard October 7th, 1998?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome before your ovarian cancer?
No.
Okay. No, that is good to hear. Now, do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers and might have also been affected?
Besides Jasmine Addison, who aside from that, I wouldn't know anybody else.
Okay, no worries. And you said that name was Jasmine Addison, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and has she had an attorney assist her?
Not that I believe, no.
Okay. Okay, and when did you start using it? You said it was around November of 2018, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. November 2018. And then the last time was, I have February of 2024?
Yeah, within that month, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you said, so that was about 6 years. Do you know if you used the relaxer in a salon or at home?
Both.
Okay, no worries, both. If it was done at home, do you know where you bought the product from? Was it maybe a beauty supply store?
Yeah, like a beauty supply store, you know, your typical Sally, one of those, you know, mom and pop kind of beauty depots.
Yeah.
And sometimes at like a CVS or a Walgreens, you know.
Okay.
If I need it urgently.
Yeah, okay. So I have a beauty supply store, usually a Sally's, a Beauty Depot, CVS, or Walgreens. And then if it was done professionally, do you remember the salon's name?
It was, if I'm not mistaken, Hair 911.
Okay. Hair 911. And this was in Torrance as well?
This is going to be a little bit more in Long Beach.
Okay. Oh, I do see that. Hair 911. Okay, no worries. It looks like that's on Anaheim Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you said that was Dark and Lovely L'Oreal. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product?
I'm sorry, you kind of sounded like you had cut out. I'm sorry, say it one more time.
No worries. Were you diagnosed at least 2 years after you first started using the hair relaxers?
After 2 years, yes.
Okay. Thank you. I know the questions are a little bit redundant there. I apologize. Okay. And then for treatment, do you know what, did you receive chemotherapy, radiation, any surgeries?
Yes, I received chemotherapy and I did 8 cycles over 6 months. And I also had a partial hysterectomy with my right ovary was removed.
I see. And I am so sorry to hear. So you said that right ovary was removed, and you said that was there was a partial hysterectomy as well?
Correct, yeah. That,
yeah. And again, I am really sorry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I appreciate your sympathy. I really do.
Mm-hmm. And do you know if you were ever prescribed any medication or anything similar as well?
Yes, I had morphine, the 60 milligrams, and I was told to take that 3 times a day.
Okay. Let's see. And when did you go through all of this treatment? Was that around when you were diagnosed as well? Was that around March, April?
Yes. So the symptoms led to tests on March 8th. And then when I had my chemo and my partial removal of my ovary, that was the 28th. I had that.
Oh, okay. Of March, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so I have March 28th of 2024.
Correct.
And then was it the same doctor, Albert Chang, that treated you, or was it another doctor?
No, correct. Everything is through, over 10.
Okay. Okay, I'm just pulling the address as well. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Yes, I'm a female. I'm a woman.
Okay, beautiful. And then your first name, I believe the nice lady did spell it out for me. I have M-I-A-N-A. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And then I have your last name, Johnson, common spelling, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, that's going to be Yvonne. And that's going to be spelled as E, as an elephant,
mm-hmm.
Y, as in yellow, V, as in violin, O, as in onion, N, as in Nancy, another N, as in Nancy, followed by an E, as in elephant.
Okay, beautiful. So I have E, Y, V, O, N, N, E. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Perfect. And then what about that social?
You said my social?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be 618-084976.
Perfect. I have 618-084976. And then do you have an email address where we can best reach?
Yes, that's going to be MianaMoney2, M as in Mary, I as in Ice, A as in Anna or Apple, N as in Nancy, and A as in Apple. Regular spelling for money, M-O-N-E-Y, the number 2, @gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com. I think I might have missed the first letter, but I have MMIANA money, the number 2, @gmail.com. Is that right?
It's just one M.
Okay.
Aside from everything else, it's all correct. So it's
okay.
MIANA money, and then the number 2.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Again, I have your phone number is 949-748-9820. Is that the best one to reach you?
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
And what about the best address?
That's going to be 11693 San, S-A-N, space, Vicente, V-I-C-E-N-T-E,
mm-hmm.
Boulevard, Suite 550. Los Angeles, California, zip code 90049.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. So I have 11693. That's San Vicente Boulevard. That's suite 550. And that's in LA, California, 90049. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you have the medical records for this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you were requested to provide those, would you be able to do so by mail or electronically?
Well, the medical records, they can be retrieved through the hospital.
Okay.
If need be, or if I need to get them, you know, whatever, however it needs to be done. But you guys have my permission if you need to contact them, or if I need to get them, however needs to be done.
Yeah.
It can be provided.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad you brought that up. Shortly, I am going to send a DocuSign, like you just said. It's just so we can have your consent that we can pull those medical records,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, before we do end here, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes. That is going to be... pull up their number because I don't have it offhand. Okay, that number is going to be 747 745 9643.
Okay, perfect. And what was the first and last name for this person?
Christopher.
Okay.
So regular C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, and then Clayton, spelled C-L-A-Y-T-O-N.
Okay, perfect. And what was the relationship to Christopher? Friend?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So I am drafting this DocuSign. Like I mentioned, it's for the consent form for the attorneys to be able to pull those medical records on your behalf. Would you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
No, not much of a preference, but you can just go send it to the email. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So if you haven't already, you can open up that email and put me on speaker. Before I do send it out, I do want to verify the information on here. Just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name, Miana, spelled M-I-A-N-A, middle name Yvonne, E-Y-V-O-N-N-E, last name Johnson, common spelling. I have your, your address is 11693, that's San Vicente Boulevard, that's Suite 550, and that's in LA, California, 90049. I have your social is 618-084976, and lastly, your date of birth as October 7th of 1998. Is all that correct?
Correct, yes. Everything is correct.
Beautiful. So I just sent that out. You should be seeing that in your email shortly. It'll say something with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. Perfect. I see that now.
Okay, beautiful. So you're just going to tap on that link. If anything does come up, if you have any issues, just let me know and I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay, so I did just receive this on my end here. Now, Miana, I am going to text you my contact information. That way, if you have any questions, mm-hmm. anything at all, you can always reach out to me. Besides that, the attorneys mm-hmm. will reach out within 48 hours, I would say, maybe a little bit longer since it is a holiday. But they are mm-hmm. just going to verify some information with you over the phone. It should be a fairly quick call. And like I said, if you have any questions, you can always ask them or myself. Before I do let you go, is there anything that I can answer right now?
No, you've been great and very thorough. I really do appreciate you assisting me on this matter.
Of course. And I appreciate that very much, Miana. I hope you have a great rest of your day and Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Of course. Bye-bye.